Like many great pioneers of modern popular music, James Brown has had his catalog of work released in messy piecemeal packages over the years. Now there's a new CD that pulls together for the first time all the recordings of a particularly powerful James Brown band. Critic Milo Miles has this review of Funk Power.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Now I gotta move.
It's a good thing James Brown was the hardest working man in show business on March 9th, 1970, because he was fighting wars on several fronts. He'd just gotten divorced. King, his record company of 15 years, was on the rocks. And now his burned-out veteran band was refusing to play. In a move that boosted Brown's legend, he hired a whole new backup that night. Within a few weeks, the mostly teenage musicians from Cincinnati blew away the memory of the old bunch and had become what is now called the original JBs. The holdovers from the 60s band included drummer John Jabbo Starks and organist Bobby Bird, who had worked with Brown for almost 20 years and served as his right-hand man on stage. The key members of the new band were guitarist Phelps Catfish Collins and his younger brother William Bootsy Collins, who went on to become the star bassist for George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic conglomerate. But Bootsy got his thing together with James Brown, and he helped the Godfather get a fresh thing going as well. Like all his bands, the original JBs operated the way Brown lived his life, everything flirting with chaos until he got up on stage, where he and the group became a model of order and precision, and a magic fountain of rhythm variation. Here you can hear how Give It Up or Turn It Loose by the 60s band became Sex Machine by the original JBs. Yeah!
Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up. Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene.
And now you can hear how loose and jammy yet controlled the original JBs soon became on this later, second version of Sex Machine.
One, two, three, four! Get up!
Get on up!
Get up!
Get on up!
Get up!
Get on up!
Stay on the scene!
Get on up!
Like Sex Machine!
Get on up!
Get up!
Get on up!
Get up!
Get on up!
Stay on the scene!
Get on up!
Like Sex Machine!
Most of the new CD, Funk Power, seems to be unstoppable variations on the Give It Up, Sex Machine set of riffs. And the original JBs were with James for barely more than a year. Yet there's a huge career full of energy and uncooked passion on the disc. Because of all the confusions around him, Brown never released the original JB's sides in straightforward order. There were shortened singles, a whole album with a live audience dubbed in, and one track that offers a striking warm-up for the thick beats and howling guitar of Funkadelic went unreleased until now. There's been no full-length chronicle of the band, celebrated though they were. Of the many Brown backups, the original JBs might have been the rawest, the most barely disciplined, which puts a certain thrill into the proceedings. And though lots of folks might disagree, in my pantheon, James Brown, the performer himself, belongs with the likes of the Beatles, Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra. Who else has such elastic creativity, such a pipeline to the subconscious? Whatever style he forges, James Brown remains a one-man movement, the incarnation of power politics.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moscowane.